Now he says, if thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. He says, you've been wanting a man to represent you before God. And this young fellow, Elihu's willing to do that. He says, I'm made of the same clay you are. Now, the thing that he is bringing out here, and he has two, I think, elements in his ministry that these others lacked. One was grace, and the other's truth. Remember, it was said that even John the Baptist came according to the law, and that the law came by Moses and those that followed him, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And this man here who lived so long before the Lord Jesus Christ, he actually had an insight that is amazing, though he did not have a complete understanding at all. Now, the thing that he's emphasizing here is a truth the other man did not emphasize at all. That man must be brought to know himself, to see his true condition, to confess what he really is. And Job needed that. He did not know himself, and he didn't know his friends, and his friends could not give him that knowledge. And that was the difficulty. And, of course, there's absolutely no grace in what they had to say to him. The point was, you're a hypocrite, you're guilty of some awful sin, or it wouldn't happen to you, and God would be unjust if he let it happen to you. And, of course, that was the position Job was going to take, that, my, all this has happened to me, and God had no right to let it happen because God is just. But you see, you haven't told all the truth, and you haven't brought in the grace of God when you talk like that. It's all legalistic. Now he says, behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words saying, I am clean, without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity with me. And what he's saying here is, first of all, God's right in all that he does. God is right. Spirit of God hath made me. The breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Now, he goes on to say, not only is God right in all he does, God created man. And God is responsible to no one. Listen to him now as he moves down here. He says, he putteth my feet in the stocks. He marketh all my paths. Verse 12. Behold, in this thou art not just. I'll answer thee that God is greater than man. God is responsible to no one.